Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
News broke this week that the musician and children's show host Andrew W.K. was headed to the U.S. Embassy in Bahrain for a visit sponsored by the State Department. But then the department almost immediately revoked the invitation to the man known for such hits as Party Hard, Party Till You Puke, and It's Time to Party. So it raises the question, who is an appropriate cultural ambassador for the United States? We are taking your nominations. Call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. We know Secretary Clinton's pick. Back in January, she announced that basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would represent the U.S. on a cultural visit to Brazil. During the Cold War, Louis Armstrong earned the nickname Ambassador Satch for his State Department-sponsored tours in Europe. So who is your pick? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll take your nominations after the break. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. That's a little Andrew W.K., who will not be teaching Bahraini citizens about how to party hard. He was going to be a cultural ambassador. That got revoked. But we are taking your nominations for who would be a good cultural ambassador for the United States. But as your calls come in, the phone number is 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. As your calls come in, I'm going to talk to Amanda Dobbins. She writes for New York Magazine's Vulture blog, who is here to help us judge your nominations, as well as to explain a little bit more about what happened with Andrew W.K. Amanda, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So first, how did Andrew W.K. become a cultural ambassador and then not become a cultural ambassador?
Well, it's still a little unclear whether he was officially ever a cultural ambassador. The State Department does have a special program for these sorts of cultural efforts, and anyone can apply. And Andrew W.K. apparently has a sizable fan base in Bahrain. And so apparently a trip was discussed. Andrew W.K. claims that he received an itinerary. He had plane tickets. He released a statement, and the trip was canceled.
And he was not happy about it.
He's very upset. He's a sensitive man. And he was very excited about the trip.
So before we take some calls, who's your top pick for who a great cultural ambassador would be?
You know, it's a tie. I think you have to send Beyonce out there because she's dynamite. And who doesn't want to see Beyonce perform? She'll win anybody over. And then I also have another pick, Jennifer Lawrence, who
love
is
her.
A young actress. She's in the
Winter's
Hunger
Bone.
Games. Everyone loves the Hunger Games. And also she's incredible in Silver Linings Playbook. And she is the most charming human that exists. I mean, she will win anybody over. So let's send her everywhere.
Okay, I'm going to go to Mitchell in Brooklyn. You have a slightly controversial pick, I would say. Who do you think would be a good cultural ambassador?
Oh, to give an accurate representation of American culture, we should send all of the Kardashian girls. And then while they're overseas, relook their citizenship so they can't get back.
Oh, goodness. What do you think about that, Amanda?
Well, you know, Kim recently got in a little trouble for tweeting about the Middle East conflict, and she is apparently embarking on a tour of her own. So I think your plan is already in effect. I don't know about the citizenship part, but
all right, David in Brooklyn, who do you think would be a good cultural ambassador?
I would choose the saxophonist Kenny G.
Tell me why.
Because he represents, he embodies everything that is possible in America. Talent and hard work, and he truly is a master of his craft. and I believe that you can achieve that in America.
What do you think, Amanda?
I think everything you said is true. I think there are certainly people in America who enjoy his music, so I'm certain that there are people elsewhere who would also appreciate his performance, and that's what it's about.
And I feel like it could cool global tempers.
Yeah, it's not a particularly controversial choice, that's for sure.
Mark in Weston, Connecticut, what do you think?
We should send the Alvin Ailey Dance Company overseas.
And where do you think they should go?
I would send them around the world. Dance is international language, and it shows some of the great strengths of our society.
Daniel in Westport, Connecticut, what do you think?
I think it should be Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, how come?
He's the Jimmy Stewart of our time. He's very stable. We've grown up with him. We've seen him start from a very young actor to a very, very, very successful person. And he represents a certain aspect of the culture that's sort of mythological here, that if you work hard, you can become successful.
All right. David in Manhattan, what do you think?
Hi. Thank you very much for having me on. My choices are Vernon Reid or Kevin Eubanks, both guitarists, and both have reached millions of people. Kevin Eubanks from Jay Leno and Vernon Reid from the rock group Living Color.
All right. We asked on Facebook, and we got some interesting responses. Rui says Warren Buffett should go to Greece to promote austerity. The guy's a billionaire and still lives on the first home he bought in his hometown. That could be quite a message to send to Greece.
Yeah, and that's a very practical choice. It speaks to the issue at hand, so sure.
Mike in Edison, New Jersey, I think you've got one that many people would agree with.
I was going to say Bruce Springsteen. He's been around the country several times as far as cultural issues. He usually knows a lot about local happenings.
One of the producers just said, isn't that actually the right answer? We think you got the right answer there, Mike, with Bruce Springsteen. What do you think about Bruce, Amanda?
I mean, I agree. He was also on my list. That seems like an obvious choice. Good job.
Kathy in Brooklyn, what do you think?
Hi, I'm voting for Taylor Swift.
How come?
I think she really represents a very bright, articulate American, you know, clean girl image. Not so much the Lady Gaga sexy type, but, you know, and she's very, very popular.
Harry in Manhattan, you have another idea for a woman who should be a cultural ambassador for the United States?
Yeah, I suggest Regina Spektor, the songwriter, performer, pianist. She's multilingual. She's highly educated. She represents a level of intelligence and creativity that is seldom seen in the likes of most of the people suggested so far. And she's all-American in the true sense of the word.
Huh. So what is all-American? That's a good question when you're looking for cultural ambassadors. Amanda, I want to ask you, when you're thinking about women in pop culture to send over, how do you think we should handle the question of, you know, femininity, sensuality? It can be, you know, it's not something, there are different cultural standards around the world.
That's very true. And I think the issue with Andrew W.K. was that the party hard aspect of his message, which is actually a fairly positive, if you can believe that, empowering, almost Oprah type take on partying. But that did come into conflict with the local beliefs. So you have to be sensitive. I think that just to take into account where you're sending the woman that you're sending, or the man that you're sending, for that matter.
Huh. So we've gotten a couple of, we heard from about the Kardashians earlier. We've gotten a few nominations for Lindsay Lohan to be a culture ambassador because she represents really what American pop culture is about. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a little harsh, but Lindsay Lohan was unfortunately arrested again just this morning. So I don't think she'll be available.
Bob in Princeton, New Jersey, who do you think would be a good cultural ambassador for the United States?
Nobody else but Dr. John.
Dr. John, love him. Why Dr. John?
Well, he's got the gumbo of cultures, regional culture, and it's just a lot of fun.
All right. John and Paramus, who do you think would be a good cultural ambassador?
Tony Bennett, because he can portray this great American songbook to the rest of the country, and he's endured for many, many years. He's just turned 85 years old, and he's still working, and he's still singing.
All right, we got another comment from Patty in Ramsey, who says, David Hasselhoff, he's the Hoff. The whole world loves him. He is a guy who's already proven his global appeal.
They really do love him in Germany, so yeah.
Maybe just to Germany.
Really, anywhere, sure.
All right, Caroline in Manhattan, who do you think would be a good cultural ambassador for the United States?
I would like to nominate Grant Hill, the basketball player.
Tell me why.
Because I think he embodies a great part of our culture, which is basketball, which is, you know, an all-American sport, and he's also a great role model for young boys and teenagers all over the world.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, already been a cultural ambassador for the United States. What do you think about that pick, Amanda? Do you think he really kind of...
Grant Hill?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Was Secretary Clinton right on when she picked him?
Of course. I mean, everybody, he's just incredibly likable and also recognizable. And I think that the caller made a good point about basketball is a huge part of our culture. So, sure.
Liz in Westchester, what's your standard? Who do you think it should be a cultural ambassador for the United States?
Maya Angelou.
Why?
Because she's a great thinker and writer.
I noticed you also don't think celebrities who are celebrities for the sake of being a celebrity, you don't think they should be cultural ambassadors?
No, because they don't represent anything except, you know, the ability to sort of, you know, lead people, you know, by their nose, basically.
All right. Eve in Brooklyn, who's your pick for a cultural ambassador for the United States?
George Clooney.
George Clooney. Why George?
Well,
why not, really? But why do you think?
I'm on board.
It's interesting because the woman right before said celebrities don't have anything to offer, but George Clooney, I mean, he's an ambassador for the people of Darfur. He looks Mediterranean or Middle Eastern. He's a very calm person. He's done this before. He's talented. People pay attention. And in reference to what that woman said before, that's completely not true. I mean, just now, Sean Penn went to Bolivia and is part of helping release an imprisoned Orthodox man named Jacob Ostriker, who was imprisoned in Bolivia for ridiculous reasons. That's a whole other case. But a lot of celebrities do have a lot of power to do things, and people in outside of America do pay attention to our celebrities if they're smart and they know how to do things. And I think George Clooney has those
all right.
abilities.
All right. Thanks very much. Peter and Nyack, I like your choice. Tell me who you would nominate for a cultural ambassador for the United States.
I would nominate Tom Waits.
Why Tom Waits?
Because I think he would just confuse people in a wonderful, wonderful way. And expose the world to a part of America that doesn't often get the light of day.
Don in Brooklyn, who's your pick for a cultural ambassador for the United
Thank
States?
You. I would nominate Stevie Wonder. In a world where world consciousness is blinded on spiritual and intellectual level on so many levels, here's a man without physical vision, but has provided us with inner vision. And his wonderful music, and as a man of dignified status, we think we send a very positive message to the world.
Yeah, thanks very much, Don. We've heard from Nora in Astoria, who says Amy Sedaris for cultural ambassador. What do you think about that, Amanda?
Well, I love Amy Sedaris, and I think, you know, the weirdness. I agree with the Tom Waits suggestion. Just let's entertain and do something off kilter. So, and she is also incredibly endearing. So.
So I just want to step back for a minute. Your life's work is pop culture,
yes,
and
it is.
The power of celebrity. So what do you think really cultural ambassadors can do? Why do you think they're important? And what should really we be thinking about when we're thinking about the image we want to project to the rest of the world?
Well, I do think it's interesting what we were talking about and the idea of celebrities and whether they should be ambassador. And celebrities do often get in trouble for trying to use their fame for more serious causes. People kind of feel like it's not their place. And I do respect someone's ability to use their recognition or someone's intent to use their recognition for good. So I think you want someone who has accomplished something. I sort of agree that the Kardashians aren't the best ambassadors for us. But I think being a musician, being a successful actor, and then also caring about others is a great message to send out. And, you know, also has the benefit of people want to be close to actors and musicians, so it works out.
I've got an interesting, maybe potentially controversial choice. Jordan from Greenpoint, he says Louis C.K. immediately comes to mind because he articulates a broad and unflinchingly honest perspective about America. and Americans. I thought of him when we were putting this segment together because of his USO tour that was in one of its most recent seasons of Louis. But you know,
he's
unflinching.
Yes.
Do you trust sending a cultural ambassador out there who you can't maybe not have as much message control?
I think it's where you send the cultural ambassador becomes the question. So you maybe target that one.
Bill in Bloomfield, New Jersey, who is your choice for cultural ambassador for the United States?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while, and I think Magic Johnson would be an excellent choice. He's well-spoken. He's intelligent. He has made a success of himself not only on the basketball court but now in baseball organization, and he is prominent in getting information about AIDS out not just to the U.S. but to the world.
All right, that's a good choice. We got another comment from Brooklyn, a great nomination. Brian Lehrer, which is what he's doing, traveling in China right now, so we can all rest assured that we have him out there. And Tom in Brooklyn, take us out. Who's your nomination for cultural ambassador for the United States?
Yeah, mine's Andrew W.K.
Tell me why.
Because he may have made a song about partying, you know, many years ago, but, you know, he's a positive guy. It's a positive message. He's not, you know, saying, you know, let's get drunk and beat people up. He's saying, let's all party and have a good time.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom. Amanda Dobbins, also thanks to you. Writes for New York Magazine's Vulture blog. This is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Anna Sale.